Make sure you have a pen and paper for this practice or a journal. All of us, no matter how old we are, no matter what our conditioning is, have boundaries. We may not know that. We may have grown up learning to be easygoing, learning to tolerate, but boundaries are so important. They are important for you to really support your client in ascertaining for themselves, and they're important for you yourself to ascertain so that when you're working with clients, you can have healthy boundaries and also carry that transmission in your body. I know for me, my own path of really discovering my boundaries and learning to assert them plays a huge role in my capacity to now support clients in that same thing. We have boundaries around things we don't want to do sexually. We have boundaries around the ways we don't want to be spoken to. We have boundaries around activities we don't want to do, projects we don't have time and energy for, tasks that we don't want to actually complete, roles we don't want to take on, conversations we don't want to have, and the list goes on. I remember being very surprised when I first started to discover boundaries, how many boundaries I actually had. So this journey is really a journey into your own boundaries. My first question to you is, what are your boundaries that you know of right now? Think specifically into your boundaries around communication. Around sex. Around work. And around physical activities. Pause the audio now and write down what you think your boundaries are in these aspects of the human experience: sex, communication, work, and activities. Just reflecting now, how easy or difficult did you find that exercise? Think back to your childhood now and reflect on how your parents responded when you said no to something. Reflect on whether your boundaries were respected by your parents. Reflect on whether they had healthy boundaries. Often we are learning boundaries from our primary role models of imitation. And just like every area of our life, until we look at our conditioning and consciously decide to shed our conditioning rules our life, and boundaries are no different. Reflect on when your feelings were hurt, or someone spoke to you in a way that you didn't like, or maybe even physical actions were made against you, like you were pushed or bullied. How did your parents respond to that? How did your teachers respond to that? Were you ever taught how to have healthy boundaries? A lot of the difficulty in boundaries is A, not knowing how to set them, B, never having had freedom to set them, and C, not knowing what they are. So we're going to continue on this journey of discovery. If you answered the questions earlier with a lot of ease and you're very good with your boundaries, keep listening out of curiosity on how to support others in finding their boundaries. If you're finding this very difficult and there's a lot of discomfort, then really go there with this practice. Really feel right now in your body how difficult it is living your life when you say yes, when you really mean no, when you let people overstep your boundaries, and all the other implications around not knowing what your boundaries are and not knowing how to set them. If you feel like there's a lot of energy in your body, pause the audio now and give your chance to express and release some of the tension in your body. You can even do some pillow beating and say no. You can do this 10 times, clasping the hands above your head, hitting a pillow in front of you like we've been learning to direct our clients to do, and saying no at least 10 times. If you struggle with boundaries, this is a great practice to commit to doing every day as part of your daily practice. We are going to take some time now to reflect on your past experiences, because by reflecting on things that have happened in the past, now that you're removed from those situations, it can be a good way to learn where your natural boundaries are. So think back to past experiences that have become very stressful. Things that really bothered you, things that got you into a flight or fight, stress response. What do you wish had happened instead of what happened? What do you wish you would have said or done? How could have healthy boundaries really supported you in these situations? Again, pause the audio and take some time to write down these past experiences that were stressful to you, and write down what could have happened instead, what boundaries you could have set, what you could have said in those moments. When I look back, for instance, on earlier sexual experiences and realize things that I tolerated, I think, wow, I could have just said stop. I could have said, I don't like that. Can you please touch me like this instead? Or when I look back on conversations I've had that turned quite abusive, I think now, wow, I could have said, I'm not willing to continue this conversation. So do the same thing. Go back into the past and ask yourself those key questions. What do you wish you would have said or done? What boundaries could you have set? So pause the audio, take your time, and then play it again when you're ready. Hopefully from that practice, you discovered some boundaries that you could have set in your past experiences. Now I want you to contemplate in your present life, what are the stressful situations that are showing up? Where are you feeling like you're tolerating? And what boundaries could you set in these situations? I'm going to get you journaling again, but this time I want you to write something a little differently. So often people don't know how to actually state their boundaries, and they think that boundaries are a request. For instance, can you please stop talking to me like that? That's not a boundary, that's a request. A boundary is, I will not let you talk to me like that. And then if that person continues, you hang up the phone or you walk away. A boundary is saying, I don't like the way you're touching me. I prefer you to touch me like this. And then if the touch you don't like continues, you say stop, or I won't allow you to touch me like that. Boundaries are impossible to set unless three things are happening. Firstly, we're not caretaking the other person's feelings. You can't set healthy boundaries and look after somebody else. Trust me, I've tried. If they feel hurt, then that's a them problem, not a you problem. Let them experience their sadness or their disappointment or their rejection or their anger or whatever they're feeling. Have the self-respect to make your no more important than their yes. The second thing to keep in mind with boundaries is that no is a complete sentence. I will not allow you to speak to me like that is a complete sentence. Stop doing that is a complete sentence. Which brings me to the third important point in boundaries, which is you don't need to explain yourself. So right now, I want you to think about all of the situations in your life that are creating stress, that you don't like, that are making you tolerate instead of really feeling safe and comfortable in your skin. Identify those situations and then write down the boundaries that you need to set and be very final and assertive in your wording. Stop the audio and journal and then play the audio when you're ready. I hope that you're enjoying this deeper inquiry into boundaries and learning a lot about yourself. Boundaries is a concept that is often spoken about a lot in spiritual work, especially in the tantric field. But until you actually engage in meditative, deep self-inquiry into your past, into your present, into situations that create distress, and arrive at what you need to say and do in those situations, I don't think boundaries really become anchored in the body. I tried for a long time and I would notice that whenever I went to set boundaries, I would go into freeze. So writing all of this down, getting very clear on what my boundaries are, helped me hugely. Breathing into your belly, noticing the experiences and sensations, noticing what this conversation is bringing up. And just be there. Now, just imagine a circle of respect around yourself. This imaginary circle of respect can be light, it can be made of some material, it can be some interesting shape or color. Trust your imagination and feel this circle of respect. Within this circle of respect is self-love, is you feeling safe and comfortable in your own skin. And everything outside of that is intrusion, or it doesn't feel loving. It feels intrusive. It doesn't matter what the other person's intention is, it's how it feels for you. When we respect ourselves, when we love ourselves, we set boundaries as they arise with an open heart, and we don't have to get to the point of resentment where we're setting boundaries with anger and rage and pushing love away. It is possible to express our boundaries with love and assertiveness. When we're tuned into ourselves, when we know what our boundaries are, and we can speak up at the time that a boundary has been crossed, or as soon as possible to that time, this is really key in setting healthy boundaries. So if you're ever feeling distressed, breathe into your body, de-escalate the fight or flight response, come into rest or digest, and feel that circle of respect solidly around you. As you speak very clearly into what you will not allow into your field. So feeling into this imaginary circle of respect, your boundaries, placing outside of that circle now any boundaries that you're aware of, the actions, voices, tones that you will no longer accept. See them outside of this circle. Ask yourself, How do you want to be spoken to? How do you want to be touched and made love to? Feel that within the circle, and anything that's outside of that, put outside of the circle. Feel into any sexual boundaries that you may have. Put them outside of the circle. Feel this imaginary circle of respect radiating this incredible light of self-love. Know that every time you set healthy boundaries, you're teaching someone else to do the same. You're setting an example. People need more people in their lives that are taking the masks off of good girl, good boy, and being honest about what they like and don't like. As a Tantra practitioner, it is your role to be a transmission of the work.
Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha.
Perhaps you want to start practicing deity worship every day with Durga, singing her name, becoming one with her, and calling her healthy boundaries into your own being. Remember, that circle of respect is always available to you. Contemplate now any projects, any activities, any outings that you have committed to that you actually don't want to do. It may be a good idea to go back to those people and say, you know what, when I committed to this, I hadn't really discovered my own boundaries, or I was making your yes more important than my no. I'm sorry for not tuning into it more, but I'm actually a no to that. What would that feel like? What would it feel like that next time someone asks you to do something, or touches you, or invites you somewhere, or speaks to you, you are able to hold your no if that's what is authentically moving through you? You have a right to your no. You have a right to your no. Any part of you that's hanging on to the good girl or the good boy, imagine it like a mask now and just take it off your face. Say goodbye to the good boy, to the good girl, and say hello to the new, empowered, authentic you who knows what her no is or his no is, and who then can also be more authentic in your yes.